brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to begin just by repeating the opening prayer that the church proposes for this feast of Our Lady of Fatima. The church considers this a memorial, and we, within the Franciscans of the Immaculate, have the privilege of celebrating it as a feast. The prayer is this: O God, who chose the mother of your Son to be our mother also, grant us that, persevering in penance and prayer for the salvation of the world, we may further more effectively each day the reign of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. This is a good framework for talking about the importance of the Fatima event. I think, especially since the centennial of the apparitions was just 2 years ago, that everybody is probably keenly aware of that event. And so I'll just say a few words characterizing what kind of phenomena Fatima is in relation to salvation history. We did a series of events and published a number of very fine talks on the meaning of Fatima, and we called the centennial event, to give it a title, Between the Warning and the Promise, and then the subtitle or the message was Live the Fatima Message. So our Lord sent, God sent his mother, Our Lady, to Fatima in Portugal in 1917 with a warning of an impending crisis if the message and her requests were ignored, then terrible things would follow. And as we all are living to this in this day, we can ascertain that the message was not adequately received and complied with, because now it's very evident that the church and the world is passing through a great crisis, and we could say it's a crisis of faith. The message of Fatima, thus, is still relevant. It's still to unfold. And though many of the dire consequences of man's ignorance of God's will, including ignorance of living that Fatima message, despite all that, the rest that is yet to come is still contingent on how much we conform ourselves to the will of God. And Our Lady at Fatima gave us some very clear indications for our time as to how we are to conform ourselves to the will of God. I just want to return to some words of Pope Benedict XVI, then Pope, now Pope Emeritus, that he said regarding Fatima at a visit he made to the shrine on May 13th in 2010. He said that it would be mistaken to consider the prophetic mission of the apparitions as yet complete. This is a very important statement regarding Fatima. Some tend to dismiss the message and just say, well, you know, it's played out, and Pope St. John Paul II was shot, and therefore that was the completion of the third vision. But Pope Benedict XVI said otherwise. So this crisis that we're in, it's being talked about much, and should be, because we need a solution. As I indicated at the beginning here, with the prayer of the church, we pray that, grant us that persevering in penance and prayer, which is the main message of Fatima as far as how it should affect us, is that we should increase penance and prayer. But why? For the salvation of the world. And this is why the message is still relevant today. And in his homily in 2010, Pope Benedict XVI said that the message continues to be relevant and that it continually invites men and women of goodwill, of faith, to save the city of man. This, then, is a message that we should still study, and it gives us a key. The crisis that we're in didn't just materialize overnight. It's been coming for a very long time, and that's why Our Lady came over 100 years ago to warn and to give a way to survive, a way to actually thwart or turn this crisis around. And then in the year 2001, after the Jubilee year, Pope St. John Paul II also strongly gave the Church an indication for what we are to do now. At the beginning of the third millennium, he proclaimed the need for the new evangelization. And that's the main point that I'd like to make today, is that the Church has been given direction. Our Lady came at Fatima over 100 years ago and gave us very specific messages and indications, and then magisterially, how to put this all into play, Pope St. John Paul II gave us the message of hope and mission to engage in the new evangelization. Just to define new evangelization, I'm going to take from the Bishop's Conference website, the USCCB website, what they say about new evangelization. What is the new evangelization? The new evangelization calls each of us to deepen our faith, believe in the gospel message, and go forth to proclaim the gospel. The focus of the new evangelization calls all Catholics to be evangelized and then go forth to evangelize. In a special way, the new evangelization is focused on reproposing the gospel to those who have experienced a crisis of faith. Pope Benedict XVI called for the reproposing of the gospel to those regions awaiting the first evangelization and to those regions where the roots of Christianity are deep, but who have experienced a serious crisis of faith due to secularization. The new evangelization invites each Catholic to renew their relationship with Jesus Christ and his Church. And just to summarize that, one of these new evangelists, Greg Willits, proposes a three-step approach, or a way easy way to remember what does this new evangelization mean. Three-step approach: know the faith, live the faith, share the faith. And one of the ways that we can accomplish this is by knowing the importance of the Fatima message. I have a little book here. It's fantastic. It's less than 100 pages. It's less than 75 pages. It's a compendium of writings by the venerable or servant of God, John Harden, and it's called The Evangelizing Phenomenon of Fatima, according to Father Harden. It's published by Eternal Life, an organization that continues his life work. And in it, I'll just cite a few points from Chapter 7, which is called The Doctrinal Message of Fatima. And these are some of the points of the doctrine of the faith that the Fatima message illustrates and can help us. And when we propose the gospel to others, we have this event in recent history which underscores the existence of a personal God, the fact that our sins offend him. With the proposal of the prayer of the rosary, it's a proposal to contemplate daily the incarnation, the face of Christ, at the school of Mary, as Pope St. John Paul II put it. Another very important point is that Fatima underscores the reality of hell. This is something that many people today are ignorant of or tend to deny or downplay. However, it's not just Fatima, but the Church's constant teaching, and even recently, Vatican II, in the document Lumen Gentium on the Church, also points to the reality of hell and why we should be concerned about it. I'll just quote, "Since we know not the day nor the hour, on our Lord's advice, we must be constantly vigilant, so that having finished the course of our earthly life, we may merit to enter into the marriage feast with him, and to be numbered among the blessed, and that we may not be ordered to go into the eternal fire like the wicked and slothful servant." This is the Church's teaching, and Our Lady sustained the three young visionaries, but showed them hell, which scared them terribly, but they were sustained, as I say, by her grace, and then they dedicated themselves to this life of penance and sacrifice for the salvation of souls. They were highly motivated, and the reality of hell is one of the reasons. Also, Fatima proposes the reality of this heavenly reward that we all hope for, and that is the good news, the Fatima prayer that we pray. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. There are many other points in the Fatima message that constantly and in every way simply repropose the gospel. The gospel is the public revelation necessary for our salvation. Fatima is a private revelation. Belief in Fatima is not essential to our salvation, yet it is approved by the Church, worthy of faith, and it's simply our Lord's way through the mediation of his mother to remind us how much he loves us, that he wants us to be saved, and that he wants us to be involved in saving others' souls. And we can do this with Our Lady's help by following her requests. And just in summary, it's a very simple plan to enact the conversion of our life, the most important thing. Turn away from sin, pray, and make small sacrifices daily for sinners. Pray the rosary daily with meditation on the mysteries. Wear the brown scapular, a sign of consecration to Our Lady, and be devoted to her Immaculate Heart and fulfill the five first Saturdays. This is within the grasp of each of us, and it becomes so easy when we, like little children, place ourselves in the immaculate hands of our mother and allow her to shape us to be more like her son and to conform ourselves to the will of God. So this crisis that we're in was foretold. The solution has been given to us. It is to live the Fatima message and to go out then and do the work, the mission of the new evangelization. May Our Lady of Fatima inspire us and help us to fulfill our mission in Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.